Well, John, first of all, delighted for you to join us. And, well, Tyrone, two games played so far, two wins. And I know we've spoken about it a number of times in recent years about the O'Neill County in transition and a new look team. But heading out this year without probably three of the stalwarts, what Conor Gormley, Stevie O'Neill, and Martin Penrose, first of all, obviously, big changes there.
Yeah, big changes, Tom. The losing the likes of these three lads, I suppose, is a bad start to the year. But at the end of the day, you know, the lads have come to an end as far as they're concerned. And you know, like any good county player, they walk away and keep their head up, and that's their job done. And we have to sort of, as Mickey would have to look at it and say, well, let's just start again here. And the lads, hopefully, that he's brought in will maybe help fill the spaces, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of the new look squad, still there's a lot of experienced players there, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
A lot of experience gained over recent years, though. Maybe some of these players, with the exception maybe of Sean Kavanagh, have never really stood up to the mark. And it was the Conor Gormleys and the Martin Penroses and the Stephen O'Neills that probably were the men that put the hands up when Tyrone most needed them.
Yeah. Well, see, when you look at the Tyrone team, Tom, at the minute, and you look at the lads that are there, there is a sort of a bunch of young fellas that possibly maybe can through the last minor team that we won the other end with the likes of, you know, Niall McKenna and his group of players, the likes of, you know, Peter Hart and that from Marbeau,
Kyle Coney.
That group of players really, for me, it's time them kind of players really stood up the mark here and started to count it again. These lads have gone through successful minor teams and under 21 teams again, and you know they know how to win matches. So like they're the players now that should be replacing the likes of these lads that walked away, that have hung the boots up. You know, so as I say, the likes of them three lads that I've mentioned, and like you know you've got Mark Donnelly there as well. He's been about there. You know, players like that at this stage, I think, really need to step up and start leading. You know,
and
because the bottom line is when it comes to being successful, you have to have leaders on the field, and I think that's what Tyrone seemed to lack over this past year or two. There didn't seem to be just prepared to take the game and say, right, this is it, this is done, and away we go. And that leader needs to be there.
Yeah, and I know it's very early days yet, and I suppose just with the two games played, you were always going to beat St Mary's, but got a good result the opening day in Armagh. I don't think many Tyrone people were expecting that one.
No, they weren't actually. You know, it's not an easy place to go to win any match. And especially the first match of the year, and with you know Geezer involved with Armagh, you expected them to be going full guns, and they did do that, and there was a bit of a push-in match at the start of it, which probably helped maybe settle people down a wee bit. But Tyrone played fairly well in the Armagh match, in fairness, at times, you know. But I suppose it was the likes of McCurry and Sean Kavanagh and Buzzagat that really were the difference at the end of the day. You know, they were the players that stepped up and got the scores. Magaliski might have got maybe 3 points. There's the older names that are pulling it through for us, you know.
Yeah.
And we were 3 points down, I think, with maybe 10 minutes to go or something. We ended up rattling off about maybe 5 points to win the game.
Hmm.
And young McNulty, the young boy from Mon Rose, came in and scored a great point, young Cal McShane. So it was good. It was a good result, and like it was great to see it. But unfortunately, Tom, I wasn't Larry Kenny that time last year, and I watched. And I went to watch Tyrone's first match against Donegal, and I didn't expect us to beat Letterkenny that day either, or to beat Donegal that day, and we beat Donegal well in the first round. But that's what happened at the end of the year that was more important. And like obviously Donegal were happier at the end of the year than Tyrone were, you know. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
First round matches in any competition at this time of year, they're fine, and it's great to win, but you know, we all know what the important one is.
Yeah, and as we mentioned at the outset, Mickey obviously bringing in quite a lot of new players and some young players. Who are the ones that people are talking about so far?
Well, as I say, Cal McShane there. Cal's been playing well. I watched him last year playing for his own club, on Rose, and he's a great player. Like he's a big, tall lad, and he's mobile, and he's very accurate on his feet. You know, so he's a good man to come in. Then young McNulty, Paddy McNulty from Dungannon, another big lad, played midfield against St Mary's. Played fairly well as well, you know, he done himself no harm. And then there's another young lad from Tullock, young Rory Brennan, great wee footballer as well. His brother actually played the minors last year. Rory's an rugby player. So, like, them wee lads coming in, and they're showing promise, like.
Yeah, yeah, and of course you have the couple of lads away with, like Matty Donnelly, away with the colleges as well this year.
Well, Matty and Ronan O'Neill will be good to go tomorrow again. They're there, they're in back, so I'm not sure if Mickey would even use them tomorrow, but they're available to play for Tony. The fact that the Jordan sends out
finish the competition. And I know Mickey named a team earlier in the week, and you had the likes of Niall Morgan back, Justin McMahon back, yeah. People like that, obviously Sean Kavanagh in at centre half forward, you have Paddy McNulty and Emmett McKenna in midfield. So obviously strengthening it up, I suppose, looking to maybe the league, which is just around the corner.
Well, Monaghan's coming up first round, and that's not going to be an easy match for us. I'm sure Mickey wants to see what his older players are, what they're like at this stage. But he does use this McKenna Cup stuff. He always has done this to sort of see what these new lads are like. But Antrim will put up a good enough battle for us tomorrow, so they should be well enough tested. But I talked to you last year about this. The defensive problems was always our problem, and I'm not too sure if we've actually fixed that or not yet. You know, there's a few holes in the defence, I felt, last year.
Yeah, well, was it a case that Tyrone were maybe trying to play too much an expansive open game, or not maybe more attacking-minded game last year, and weren't minding the house to the same extent as they would have in previous years, and even when in the years when they were successful?
Well, Mickey definitely made a decision last year to go more open, and we paid the price a couple of times in the league. In the league, Tom, you know, I watched the Kerry match, and there's times where you could have drove a bus up the middle of the pitch, through us. So I'm not the bottom line is, Tom, it's whether or not Tyrone have got themselves a system of play or whatever. I'm not too sure what the way they're playing at the minute. You say if they're playing this open game, we need to be able to defend, and defenders in that style need to be the top class, need to be top class defenders,
Yeah. Well, in fairness to Mickey, I suppose the reason why he went for the more attacking game was because the previous year, I think Dublin taught him the lesson that, well, they did reasonably well at the back and had the numbers back. They just didn't clock up enough at the other end. So
that's right. Yeah, well, you're sort of stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea in that sort of situation, because what do you defend, or the way Tyrone done it last year, I felt it needed a good bit of fixing, in my opinion. They left the defenders, when you think back on the Kerry match, I can't remember the lad's name, is Mark and Donoghue last year. He got hung out to dry, really. Mickey left him on the whole match, and I felt he should have protected him a bit more, and he just left him open and left him on the whole match, and O'Donoghue just ran riot. You have to be able to do things from the sideline to change the game, and that didn't happen to us. A couple of times as well, the Dublin match as well, we could open up badly as well. And luckily we came back and we got 2 or 3 points against Dublin, but at times the defence was seriously open. I'm not sure whether Mickey is, it'll be interesting to see when it comes league times, when it's more important.
Yeah, well, you've got Aidan McCrory, Dwayne Quinn, Tiernan McCann, and Ronan McNabb, I suppose.
I haven't seen the lineup for tomorrow, but Ronan McNamee, for instance, played against Armagh, he got man of the match, and he played very well. Ronan's a good big lad. He played very well. Callum McCarron's back, which I'm glad to see. That maybe might help fill the likes of maybe the loss of Conor Gormley, in defence. Young Rory Brennan played wing back, I think, against the Marys too. He played fairly well.
Yeah. So anyway, a draw will do tomorrow, and that good record, and I suppose another game or two, it'll do no harm.
Well, Tom, the bottom line is, Tyrone people are not as confident as they would have been a couple of years ago about how this team will do. The feeling on the ground is that this is not probably the greatest team about at the minute. When I chat to lads, you'll seem to feel that this team's not going to go anywhere. But hopefully, if we can get a few ones under our belt in the league, that we can build from that,
Yeah. But between now and then, it's obviously getting more games as well, and they're expected to win tomorrow.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They've expected one. But I'll tell you something now, Antrim will put up a good show for them here. The Antrim's not going to come up to Omagh to be pushed around, and I would say it'll go to the final 10 or 15 minutes as usual, but I still think when you look at the Tyrone team and the likes of Sean Kavanagh and them boys about, there's always enough firepower up front to get scores for us. Ronan O'Neill's probably back in. Usually lads like that, McCurry, McAliskey, them boys all can get you scores, Tom. And bottom line is, if you have lads who can put the ball to the bar, you're always going to be a good chance.